Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today we are recapping week 5 in the Industry Pickup League, an unfortunate loss for myself, and we are also welcoming on a guest to this show to talk through his strategy, and also we might talk a little shit and give him a little bit of a rundown, so hopefully we can beat him in a couple of weeks. Let's go!
Jordan open, Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. AD Thunderbird!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination. It's the journey.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today I am joined by a very special guest, friend of the show, fellow Aussie, Adam King, to discuss the Industry Pickup League. And well, at least we've got one winner on the podcast today. I couldn't face you guys being the only loser on the podcast. So he's had a big victory. Let's welcome him in. Kingy, oh, sorry, not that one there. Let's go to this one. How are you today, mate?
Yeah, good. Very, very nice to be doing a podcast at a dignified hour, 5 p.m. On a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
For you, 6 p.m. for me. We're a little bit different at the moment. But, yeah, coming off a win, which is good after, I think, a couple of losses for me. So I really needed a win.
Yeah, and I was watching your matchup as well, because we teed up, we were going to go on the show. When I believe you came back a little bit in the end well. Last I checked, you were down 4-5, and I thought we were going to have two losers on the podcast, but you pulled one out for at least the show today.
I did, yeah. I was actually down 6-3 heading into today, and I was pretty confident I was going to get rebounds. Assists were where it was going to come down to, and I actually ended up winning because of a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope assist in the fourth quarter.
Oh, the assist stream legend, KCP. All right. That's something you don't hear every day. Yeah, I was almost complete opposite to you. We will get, obviously, into our teams in a second, but, yeah, not the best result for me. My first loss since week one, I think. I'd been going pretty strong. I lost to Josh Lloyd in the first week. I don't really stress too much about week one losses, as I've said before, because it's all about sort of, you know, planning for the long term. There's some weird, funky schedules in week one. So this is the first loss that I've had outside of week one. And to be honest, it's one of the more frustrating losses I've had in a long time. I really should have won. Like, the advantages were all lined up for me. So we'll get into it a second, but let's cut over to the Industry Pickup League, where we are going through our teams, and I'm just going to move our faces across the screen here so that we don't take up too much of the screen, so we can walk through basically what's been going on. So let's go through maybe your matchup this week. Who did you have? You had Noah Rubin. Okay, so let's have a look at what went on with you guys. And talk me through, what was your strategy going into the week? Did you have much of a plan to take Noah down? Were there any key matchups or stats that you identified going into the week that you were streaming or anything like that, or anything along those sort of lines?
No, look, I mean, my team, anyone that hasn't tuned in or didn't tune into the shows, the live, well, sort of live draft shows, I went with a pretty wacky build from pick 12. with Anthony Davis, Wemby, and Chet as my first three picks. So most weeks I'm pretty set for rebounds and blocks. No one, I don't think, really challenges me in those categories.
I might get you there in rebounds.
You might. We'll see. Like it sort of depends on some of my fringe guys. Blocks, I think I'm way ahead in blocks. So I'm pretty good in those categories. I was fairly confident in assists and steals coming into the season. I felt like I drafted quite well beyond those guys. I picked up, let me bring up my roster. I got Marcus Smart. I got Markel Fultz, Drew Holiday, Josh Giddey. So I got some guys that I thought were going to give me 5-6 assists maybe and sort of a steal and a half. But Markel Fultz has basically missed the whole season. Marcus Smart's been out for 2 or 3 weeks. Drew Holiday has been pretty underwhelming, as has Josh Giddey. So that's where I've been struggling. And coming into the week, I knew that that's basically what I needed to chase. I needed to try and chase some assists and steals.
Yep.
And so I've picked up Jaden Ivey. I grabbed him last week.
Yeah, that was a good grab. So what's he done for you this week? He's had a few decent performances. Not huge in assists, but again, you got three, four assists on a few of those days and some big points as well.
Yeah. So he was relatively efficient, which is good. I mean, I got a weird sort of team. Like I got a lot of bigs, but field goal percentage is not a strength because Wemby sometimes goes like 5 for 18. And, so it's a bit of a funny build in that way. But no, he's been pretty good. I picked up Kyle Lowry early on because I was punting points. He's been decent for me as well. Let me bring up his numbers this week.
Yeah, you got a 4-2-3 in assists. Was the six assist that this week?
Or the was six that... was, I yep. think. Yeah, it was. Yep. So he's got relatively me a few. Efficient. He gets me some steals. He had that one random game where he hit 7 threes. Not that that really affects my build at all.
Yep.
So look, he's been all right. Losing Drew Holiday for the last two games hurt. I'm sort of just piecing together guys that are getting me 4 assists, 5 assists. Kyle Anderson is on my team for that reason. And Caldwell Pope came through for me today with 6 assists. I was just hoping for someone.
And you also had the Jalen Johnson injury, which has been something that's going to affect you in the future weeks. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks as well, so that's going to be a tough one to cover up. Does that throw you in terms of any sort of positional like issues or anything like that? Do you have enough small forwards to cover him? Or
yeah, look, I think I do. I've got Josh Giddey has small forward eligibility. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got Asar Thompson, Kyle Anderson, so I think I'll be okay. I really need Fultz to come back, but Orlando are pretty tight-lipped on what's happening with him. So Smart, we know how long he's out for. I know how long Jalen Johnson's out for. Drew Holiday only has 2 games this week anyway, and the first one is against Chicago. So there's a chance they just give him the night off anyway, even if he's ready, because Chicago are pretty ordinary. So I think no matter who I'm playing, I haven't even looked ahead to next week. I think I'm going to struggle in assists again.
Yep.
So we'll see. But that's like, I'm happy with my team. They're doing sort of what I thought they would, except for some of those guards, but losing 2-3 of my sort of, they're not elite point guards, but they're guys that I'm relying on to get me assists has been pretty tough. Hence why I lost the last couple of weeks. So I really needed the win this week.
So you are currently sitting in, you're right next to me in sixth place while I sit in fourth. I'm a couple of games ahead of you at 7.5 away from big Joshy Lloyd, charging ahead of everyone. He's been on pretty dominant so far. And then you are 9.5 behind him. Something that I like to do as well, and I don't know if you do this or if anyone else does this, but on Fantrax, there's a nice little feature that they have here that when you go to your matchup, you can have a look at, obviously you look at the scoring tab and you can look at the matchup, but you can also go to the little top left tab and say all teams there. And this is something I like to do each week and just sort of see how I stack up, not only against who I verse that week, but the rest of the league. And so we'll go through that and do it for you. So you said you're a big dog in rebounding. where would you, were third in rebounds this week. Yep. So 250. The two people who beat you were myself at 274 and 260 for Mike Barner. The assists is a key area for you. You were third last. So again, like you said, you got the win in that category, but it's maybe not a positive indication for your team in terms of there were only two teams that you would have beaten. You were lucky enough to verse one of those teams this week. So maybe a sign of maybe a bit of a luck category win in that regard. Blocks, you said you were pretty dominant, and that is correct. You led the comp there. What are some other strengths of your team? The steals?
Steals, again, losing those guards like Smart and Fultz hurts, but, Wemby getting six steals today.
Oh, huge.
That helped. Yes. So I was actually second this week in steals.
I've got you here at number one. Second. Yeah, second to... Yeah. To
Rhett Bauer.
Rhett Bauer, yeah.
Threes, I haven't even looked, but I'm assuming I'd be, I'm second last in threes. I'd be way down in points as well, last in points. Field goal percentage sort of in the middle, which is where I am. It's hit or miss each week with my field goal percentage, and similar with my free throw percentage. I'm sort of mid-table, whereas I would have hoped to have been a little bit higher. I thought Drew Holiday would be a little more efficient this season, and he struggled a bit. So, Yusuf Nurkic is another guy. I picked him up late in the draft, and he's had some games where he's shot like 3 of 15. Pretty weird. But, it's really going to come down to assists for me. Yeah. And if I can get Fultz back, that'll help. But I need Giddy to start getting 8 assists a game and not 4.
Yeah. Let's have a look at next week. So next week you are going up again. Oh, it's an Aussie showdown. It's a FBI, Fantasy Basketball International showdown, Kingy versus B-Dub. Bit of extra on this one, I reckon. Any plans to how you're going to take him down? I know he's got a very, a pretty heavy punt free throw and threes build. A little bit similar to mine as well. Any strategy or key areas that you think you can target to get him? Any focus on particular stats that you're looking at? I know you said before you hadn't looked too much ahead, but...
Yeah, I'm just looking now, having a look at where we are in relative categories. So we're both pretty bad at threes. I still don't think I can challenge him in threes. I can probably get him in free throws. There's no way I'm getting any points. Rebounds is going to be really close. Again, it could come down to assists. He's not a dominant team in assists, but he is better than me. I should be able to get him in steals. Blocks, I'm not even worried about.
Yep.
And turnovers, maybe. So it could be a close one.
Believe it or not,
this week
it
could so be another, a 4-5. By the way.
Another thing, another thing for other people who use Fantrax as well. Another thing I like to do, if I'm just putting up here, I've got the season stats for the Roto standings, this gives you a good idea of comparing your different stats. So luckily, you and Kingy are right on top of each. Sorry, you and B-Dub are right on top of each other, so it's easy to compare. So the closest matchup it looks like this week are actually rebounds. You're second highest; he's third. So those two stats are very close. You said the assists are close. You're sixth, so middle of the pack, and he's what would that be? Fourth, so couple of places ahead. He is, so you're going to have a bit of ground to make up there. And turnovers, you mentioned as well. So you're a little bit ahead of him. He's one of the lower players in turnovers, so one of the worst turnover teams in the league. So maybe you could trade off instead of winning assists, trying to win the turnovers this week as a bit of a strategy. Do you ever go into the week thinking of turnovers as a category you're like trying to win? Is that ever a strategy that you use?
I don't go into the week thinking that, but if I get towards the back end of the week and I'm ahead in turnovers and then relatively safe in a few other categories, I will consider benching a couple of guys that may not necessarily be pivotal in the outcome. So, I do use that philosophy sometimes, but this is actually another short week. There's only 6 days this week. So, and with my injuries, I can normally we're having to look at scheduling start, who we can play and sit, start, that sort of thing. I've actually already gone through for next week, and I can basically just roll out all my healthy players, and I won't hit the games limit. So
that's the other thing I was going to ask you. What are your thoughts on the games limit, the 40 games limit sort of format that we've got here in a head-to-head league? It's a little bit different to other leagues, but I personally am quite enjoying it. I think these like weird schedule weeks where we've got 14 games and then zero games kind of messes it up a little bit because I'm still, especially with like you, I'm carrying a few injuries in my team. I kind of have to stream to get those games played up. And this week I didn't even get there. I got 38 and that was with me streaming on top of that. A couple of late injuries in the final day lost me a couple of games. But I think on a regular week, it's a really nice way to at least absorb some more injuries a little bit more manageably and not have your matchup being dictated by just pure schedule more than a regular one. Do you agree or do you find it a bit weird still?
No, look, I'm sort of used to it. So we did it last year. I think Josh had it in his World Cup, in the Locked On Fantasy Bowl or whatever last year. So I was used to it. And as I said, my strategy or a bit of a technique is that before the first game of the week, I just go through and look at my roster as a whole and all of the games, and I just tally everything. So all of my healthy players, how many games? If it's 44, I know, okay, I need to lose four games this week.
Yeah.
And then I'll go,
where do you want those games to be gone from?
Yeah, so if I'm going to dominate in blocks and
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bounds, then I'll go, okay, well, maybe I can rest one of my big guys and play a guard over him on a certain day. But as you said, the schedule has been weird this season.
It has. Feels the season like tournament's been, really messed with it.
It has, and we've had that. They had that day off for voting, which was a sort of another day without games.
Day and off as Thanksgiving, you said, and then
Thanksgiving.
This week we're going to have the Sunday off.
Sunday off, and then next week is only two games per team for the week.
I think the Saturday and Sunday, there's no games as well because the final game is on the Saturday or something like that for in-season tournament. But that, of course, doesn't count for fantasy. No. So, it'll be another week.
I think it's Tuesday. There's no games Sunday, no games Monday, I think. And then Tuesday and Thursday is when all the games are on, or Tuesday and Friday, and then there's no games any other day. So it's going to be boring at work. I'm going to have no basketball to watch.
I was very productive the other day when it was Thanksgiving for my actual job, whereas normally I'd be doing a lot of watching basketball and things like that.
Yeah.
We'll cut across to my team now and talk through this disappointing loss, which, again, I'm still a little bit annoyed about, but we try to move on. The reason I say it's a disappointing loss is people who watched the video last week where I previewed the matchup that I had is I had all the things lined up for me because my opponent, Mike Catron, watching the boxes, he has his first two players picked were Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Kyrie Irving, both of which had two games this week. So I had a massive advantage when it came to that. Giannis had four games this week. I think, he had four games. My other top players only had the three, but I still was clearly ahead of him in terms of the games played in the key areas. But my team just couldn't get it done in one of my strongest categories, and that was field goal percentage, which obviously I think the week before I averaged for the week like 57% from the field. And this week I've nearly dropped 10 percentage points and gone 48%. So that was a category that I really kind of chalked up as a W at the start of the week, but didn't get there. And in the points category, I was trying to really push for a 6-3 win because in a league as tight as this, any kind of extra bonus you can get. So I was kind of streaming points throughout the week trying to get there. A couple of point streams I did make cost me in the field goal percentage category. I think I still would have lost anyway, but just really disappointing. And I want to throw a special anti-shout out to Aaron Gordon, who really just screwed me over this week. I don't know if you saw his game earlier week, but yep. 0 of 12 from the field didn't provide me really any other stats that are worthy or useful for me this week. And then he goes and in the last game this weekend when I could use any form of points and field goal percentage, doesn't play. So for the overall week, he gave me 25% on field goal and a total of 6 points this week, which is just awesome. Thank you very much, Aaron Gordon. Really helped me there. So that was the matchup. Shout out to Michael Trollen, who managed to beat me with only 32 games compared to my 38. I dominated all the other categories, steals, blocks, rebounds, assists, although a little bit closer there, but it really was those points and field goal percentage that it came down to. So we try to move on. I don't think that will be a regular, at least the field goal percentage. I don't usually expect to go under 50% using based on my team with Giannis and Sabonis and all those guys, but yeah, just on the wrong week at the wrong time got me in the end there.
Yeah, look, I'm just going through your team here. And you had a few guys that had sort of particularly bad game, like Scoot Henderson had a one of seven.
He wasn't in my matchup that week. Well, I managed to bench him. The only game I played him actually was today's game where he went 50%. So he actually, okay, for the week, yeah, helped me. Scotty Barnes was someone who, after his hot start, yeah, he's been very disappointing these last week and a half, 2 weeks. I think this week he averaged under 42% from the field. So for a guy that early in the year was really helping me, recently he's kind of, well, not been hurting me, but in this matchup in particular, the field goal percentage being the key factor did hurt me.
Yeah, and his blocks have dried up, which, I mean, we knew that was going to happen. We knew he wasn't going to be a two blocks a night. De'Aaron Fox had a five of 18 game, so that's obviously a high volume, low percentage game. Even Clint Capella, I was just scrolling through, had a one of five.
That was today.
Six of 14.
Like, terrible. Like, you know, I'm expecting that guy to carry me through. And it summed up my whole week today. At the same time the game was going on, Clint Capella was 1 for 5. And I believe at the same time, Franz Wagner was like 9 for 9. He was shooting 100%, ended up shooting 73%, 11 for 15 today. And once I saw that, I sort of knew, okay, well, this is just not supposed to be my week. In terms of what I do and action moving forward, I'm trying not to overreact to this. Yep. So I think this is one of those kind of things that's a little bit anomalous. Maybe the more concerning thing moving forward is the fact that despite being 6 games in front, I only cleared Mike by 9 assists. Mm-hmm. I don't think if it was, you know, 40 games versus 40 games, I would have got him in points. But I do think I can get there in field goal percentage, the rebounds, the steals, the blocks. I'm pretty happy with the assists, like you, is an area of me. And sometimes the steals. Like the steals, I've been good some weeks, like leading the comp. Some weeks I've been more in the middle of the pack, but that is the nature of that kind of a category. It's a little bit up and down. So something to continue to try and improve in for my squad. Next week, I'm going up against Rhett Bauer, I believe, if I just bring this one across. And if I'm looking at his team, one of the more scary teams, I believe, in the comp this year. I've been sort of semi-scouting his team. He's going to... Cameron Johnson picked up the red flag, so he's going to be able to cycle through his IR again. But with Tyrese Haliburton, the guy who's averaging 12 assists per game, I am going to find it very difficult to beat him in assists this week. So my plan and strategy, hopefully, Rhett, you're not watching, is to, like I sort of gave you the question before, I'm going to try and go into this week planning to try and win turnovers and almost forfeit assists a little bit this week. So, for example, tomorrow I've got someone like a Scoot Henderson playing. I think I'm going to bench Scoot Henderson because he's going to hurt my field goal percentage. He's also going to hurt my turnovers a lot. His biggest boost is in the assist. I'm probably not going to catch him in points either. So he's overall going to be a pretty net negative for my squad. So I'm going to bench him, even though I might not make the 40 games this week. I'm going to try and beat him in rebounds, which I should do comfortably, blocks, which I should do comfortably. Field goal percentage should be comfortable if I don't have another terrible week, but it'll be the steals and the turnovers that I think I'm going to be also trying to get him in. Steals is probably going to be the closest one. So that's at least my strategy going into this this week, just based on his strengths this week. So
yeah, I'm just looking through his squad now. Yeah, and I mean, assists are going to, well, Halliburton alone is going to be tough, but he's got James Harden as well. Derek White, who only has two games, but as I said, if Drew Holiday doesn't play, I think Derek White had like 11 assists today. So if Holiday is given the night off there, that could be another big assist night. Mike Conley had double-digit assists tonight as well. I got him in a number of teams. That's why I know. I think a fair strategy. Like, I think assists are going to be tough this week. And typically you see those high assist guys are also reasonably high in turnovers.
Except for Halliburton.
Except for Halliburton, who's just the weird anomaly.
Yeah.
But even James Harden this season is only at 2.3 turnovers, which for him is really good. I think it might come down to turnovers. But if you're sort of fairly confident that you'll win in those other categories like rebounds and field goal percentage, which I think you should, looking at his roster. He doesn't really have a dominant rebounder at all. I mean, even Jared Allen, who's probably his best rebounder, is only at 7.7 for the season. So I think it's a good strategy. So it'd be interesting to see next week. We'll have a look at how things turned out.
We'll see how we go. Yeah, I'm trying to pivot on the fly. I think it would have been a better week had there been a more favorable week for me, had there been more games this week, and I would have had a bit more of those choices between guys who I start and sit versus just completely benching a player and forfeiting a game's played. But with that said, I'm not going to be benching everyone. It's more just Scoot Henderson because he is, to me, like more so a luxury stash at this point. Had a good game today, but I don't think I can really rely on him when some of the categories... I mean, maybe he could help me in steals, which will be a close one, but not going to give away my streamers this podcast because you might be bidding on the same players.
Bidding on some players. So
but those categories will be ones that I'd be targeting on, and I will be using them because at the moment I do have a fair few injuries, so I don't think I'm going to be able to get to the 40 games played because I'm sitting on, you know, Caruso and Aaron Gordon. Not sure exactly what their injury status is. Lively is a bit questionable as well. Bradley Beal is still obviously out. Wendell Carter is obviously still out as well. So got a few injured players on the roster. So haven't really had a healthy week yet this season, which, look, considering the fact that I've only lost two of my matchups and I've won, what are we at now? I've won three, lost two. So not too upset considering the health of my roster, but if those boys can come back and start to give me some health, I'd be much more appreciative.
Yeah, I'd love for Fultz to come back anytime soon. As I said, it's just frustrating when you don't have a date or a return or time frame. At least I do on my other guys. I know when they're coming back, and it's frustrating, but I can at least plan around it. But with Fultz, it's just you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And in our league, it's such a talented league in terms of people watching waivers. There's just nothing on the waivers.
So barren.
I was going through the transactions for this week and trying to sort of see if there's any worth talking about. I mean, Mike Barner managed to get DeAndre Hunter, which by pure accident is probably going to turn into a really good pickup.
Yeah, that's annoying because I'm pretty sure I dropped him a little while ago and he gave me bagels for ages. I drop him and obviously he's had a few good games this week as well. That's fantasy for you, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as I said, I got Jaden Ivey for $18, which I was pretty happy with that. But other than that, there's not a lot of big bidding going on because there's not much talent on the waiver wire. Yeah, so, and now look, I mean, that's one of the hard things about a league like this, and as you said, you're fifth or something, I'm sixth. It's pretty close in the middle. We've got Josh out ahead, but it's like a couple of wins can bump you up a few spots because it's so close in the middle there. So, it's certainly been a fun league. Injuries always make it frustrating, but that's part of fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. Just got to take the wins we can get them. And that's why I was really keen to push for that 6-3 this week, even though it's completely flipped and I've lost 4-5. But try to get those extra category wins when you can. Don't rest on your laurels. Try and keep pushing for those wins as much as possible so you can get as much breathing room as possible so you can get into the playoffs, which is what it's all about. That might do us there, Kingy. We will wrap this one up here. If you guys are keen to follow along at the Industry Pickup League, be sure to check it out over on industrypickup.com, where you can check out all of the waiver wire moves, all of the there's a write-up basically each week sort of detailing the league in a more broad sense and all of the different matchups. We just kind of touched on ours and sort of our strategies, all the things we're focusing on going into our next matchups and our previous matchups. But go to industrypickup.com. Kingy, what have you guys got going on over at Fantasy Basketball International? Anything else happening this week? I know you guys have got plenty of new podcasts popping up all the time. So what's the lowdown over there?
Yeah, we've got so I've got my weekly show with Zach, which comes out. Zach Hanshu comes out every Wednesday morning, I think, America, in the US. Weekly show with Mike Fiddle, where we look at the streaming for the next week. We'll have this show. I think we're going to be doing this weekly, alternating between your channel and my channel.
Yep.
So next week we'll be on ours. Noah has been away traveling, I think, with his family. So he'll be picking up his show again next week, weekly again. Matt Lawson's trying to get a weekly show out, but he's very busy with little kids and work and all sorts of things. So, we've got our shows rolling along, and I'll actually be doing the write-up for this league this week. I was going to do it tonight, but I'm going to the movies instead, so I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Fair enough.
That'll be up on the website tomorrow at some point.
Absolutely. Go and check out the guys over at FBI Basketball. They've got a YouTube channel, podcast. Go find them over there and make sure you give them a subscribe. They do some really good stuff and lots of varied content. So you guys can go check out and jump over onto their Discord. It's where I send. If you're looking for future leagues or anything like that, go and head over to the FBI Discord. There's a lot of passionate and very committed fantasy basketball manager over there that you can just jump in, have a chat, and get your questions in and talk amongst yourselves. It's a really, really nice community. So go and check them out. If you enjoyed this one, give this one a big thumbs up. Even if you didn't enjoy it, give it a big thumbs up. Make sure you guys subscribe. Drop down in the comments below. Who do you think's got a better team, me or Kingy? I'm sure you know who to pick. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.